Ladies and gentlemen, for the 842nd time, that is 8,000 away from 8,420.
Some bitch, yeah.
How you like that, huh?
Like I ain't threw that up in there.
Or 1,000 and four, or 1,420. There's a, you know, it's 1,000 away from 1,420.
Nah.
So, anyway, fuck, how do I even do this show now? When I throw myself off, I don't know how to even start the show. Anyway, welcome to the Mason and French Show. Today's episode is featuring that dude called Jew.
What up, Yancis?
As well as that dude called Mike.
Yeah.
And I am that dude called Mahoney.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today?
Just living the dream, Michael. Feeling good. Feeling great. It's nice outside. The sun is shining. I'm feeling right.
Hold on. Remember we was talking last episode about fucking if we had fuck you money? Uh-huh. Did y'all hear about these guys that fucking stole $30 million from a money storage facility in L.A.?
Oh, I did hear about that.
Bruh, they fucking backed the goddamn Breeks truck to the building to where the, like, where the money was stored at and got a hole.
Cut a hole in the wall.
Building. Yeah.
Dude, that's so classic.
Bruh.
That's the hole in the wall gang, man.
Look, that's some insider shit right there. Because they're like, yo, we don't know how they got in here with the alarms and all this shit. I'm like, yo, somebody on the inside did that shit. Matter of fact, you know who did it? Was a motherfucker that didn't come in for their shift. But I'm like, 30 million? 30 fucking million.
That is serious fuck you money.
That right there, you get that shit and go someplace where you can't be extradited.
I mean, I'm going to Ibiza. I'm building a fucking mansion. I'm importing a bunch of like 19 to 27 year old girls because I'm not Jeffrey Epstein.
Is that?
I'm bringing in girls.
I'm getting the legal shit.
I'm bringing in legal age girls that can make their own decisions.
I'm not doing nothing illegal besides stealing this $30 million.
I'm gonna be like, you want to suck my dick? Yes. Okay. Sign this piece of paper right.
Like
okay.
He always said, you only break one law at a time. I stole $30 million. I'm not doing nothing that's illegal after that.
Exactly. I'm not setting myself up like OJ dumbass did.
I'm not gonna go here and get a whole bunch of cocaine shipped in and out and all that. I stole $30 million. I broke one law. That's it.
Right. And if I want cocaine and I got $30 million, I'm gonna buy one time haul of like 6 pounds of uncut cocaine.
And it's gonna be my private use.
And it's gonna be my private use, and it ain't never leaving the island.
Yep.
And I'm just chilling there with these fucking hoes from all over the world, 19 to 27, for the rest of my life. Like,
what happened? Bunk cocaine. That day, I'm gonna have a bump of cocaine. That
dude,
day.
I would start it in reserve. I would start an OnlyFans that is
this
like what Playboy should be. You know what I'm saying?
He said I would start an OnlyFans.
Like, I'm just
so in. You gonna steal $30 million and still have an OnlyFans?
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna do an OnlyFans.
Well, you know,
I'm gonna start it. I wouldn't even have it until after I stole the $30 million from the cash facility. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, bet. Now I got my $30 million.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna cop this island. We're gonna be out here on the island. I'm gonna be bringing in these bad bitches, and we're gonna put out. I'm gonna put out a magazine. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a low key magazine for real, with the nudity and all the titties, and we're gonna have a JJ. You know, we're gonna be like, down low.
Classic, our classy Playboy. Yeah,
classy. Dog, I'd be living a crazy life.
I mean, this is a gentleman's magazine. This isn't for you filthy mongrels out here.
This is
for the classic gentleman here. It's like a GQ Playboy right here.
This is Gentleman's Quarterly Naked Titty Chick video.
Here
movie,
you go.
Magazine.
This is artistically done here.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. No, I would. I would do artistic shit. I would like paint like abstract paintings and have naked chicks in front of it.
There you go.
God. And then I would do crazy things, but probably wouldn't put that stuff out.
Yeah, yeah, you can't put that out there. That's, yeah, that's gotta be for the private. That's gotta be with the statue of cocaine.
I'd be doing some no diddy shit.
You gotta have that shit stash of cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like, all right, look. This is the shit that can't get out. The shit in this room and
roll
the shit
around
that happens
until
in this
you
room.
Can't feel anything.
Yeah, bitch, I want your whole body now.
Oh, man. No, I don't know, dude. Like, that whole, lifestyles are crazy. People are nuts. And like I see such simple, like my life would be so simple if I had some of these options.
See, that's the thing.
If I had the money to do that, like the things that I would go for would be so. I'd have a couple of fast cars. I'd have an Emma Watson and Kristen Stewart look alike. They both loved me and wanted to like fight over my dick and shit. Like
he gonna leave children names.
They'd be like, no, I'm gonna suck it. No, I'm gonna suck it. You know what I mean?
Make a bitch.
I'm gonna build a bitch. We're going back to build a bitch. We're going back to build a bitch.
Stay on this little Don Epstein island.
Yeah.
The Don Epstein.
I'm the opposite Epstein. You know what I'm saying? I'm the non
Epstein island. With a bunch of build a bitches out here. From 19 to 27.
I got 19 to 27 year old bitches out here on non Epstein
island.
It's like Neverland. They don't get older than 19 or 27 is a limit.
Hey man, you know, I keep getting older and they stay the same age.
Yeah.
Go build a bitch. Time for you to go swimming. 28 now. Yeah. Go build a bitch. 28 birthday.
And it's time for you to leave. We're going to get you on a boat off the island.
They done aged out like Leonardo DiCaprio swimming. They aged out.
Night before, throw a couple fucking cut up fish out there, you know, chum the water.
That's the opposite of Epstein. That ain't opposite of Epstein. Epstein feeding them all day, killing them. They're actually taking the adrenaline gland out and making adrenochrome with the fucking bodies that they're getting rid of.
You're breaking a second law. See, now that's two laws you broke because exactly. You still got the stolen 30 million.
I stole the 30 million. Building a bitch. No, but here's, there should be a law against you building a bitch.
But hold up though, Mike. Let me talk about this multiple laws at one time quotient and like concept that I have, right? It is that you don't break one, you don't break more than one law
at the same time.
Okay. So if you already stole this, it. You've already
make,
had it.
Right. If I make the theft and I'm in Ibiza with my money and my fucking like 19 to 27 year olds, like living my life, I can break another law.
All right, fair enough.
But I can't break multiple laws at the same time.
So that means the one that turns 28 in October, you can't do shit with the one that turns 28 right as
no.
Right
basically,
at the end
it means. Basically, it means like I'm the kind of guy that's not going to waste a law that I'm breaking on petty murder of some girl that I've been in love with, sort of, for the last 8 years.
I'm like, I had to put sort of.
So I've been sort of in love with this. I brought her in at 19.
We got 12 building bitches around here.
I brought her in at 19, and I'm cutting her loose. At 28, I don't want bad things to happen to her.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of good times.
You know what? Go live your life.
You giving her an envelope?
I would love
an envelope or no?
If I had the money, of course I got the money.
$30 million.
Yeah, I'm giving her an envelope.
She's leaving her envelope. What, 20 G's?
Yeah, she's getting a little something.
Give her a helicopter. Take her and whatever country she wants to go. You got to drop her off somewhere.
Yeah, but you don't have to give her a helicopter.
Put her on a boat?
She's giving her a helicopter ride.
She's getting
a helicopter ride. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I would give her what she needed. I'd give her a ride back to the States, wherever.
Or wherever she wanted to go. Where,
take
you right,
where do you want to go, baby? I'd give her maybe 50, 100K, whatever.
28 at,
Look, if you
come... Build a bot, so you're going to build a bot with some kind of marketing degree or something.
I mean, theoretically...
You're not going to throw them right out in the streets.
Theoretically...
You know, like 28, fend for himself.
But wait, though, because theoretically, I've got the OnlyFans running. I'm banging 19 to 27-year-olds, and I'm making money off OnlyFans, so I can afford to pay them while they're there, and I can give them a severance package and retirement.
Yeah, they're on salary while they're there. So
I'm giving it... They give me 8 good years. I give them retirement, and I give them a severance package. So, like, you're going to get, you know, 10 year, or 8 years or whatever of putting in, I'm going to match 20% of whatever you want to put in to your IRA while you're working with me on the OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So you and your buddies are going to be blowing
That's
me.
A come up for some bitches right
I'm
there.
I'm saying, dog, I'm going to take good care of these women. I'm going to pay them like 50K a year. They ain't going to have to pay for nothing because they living with me.
Like, here you go.
So all they're going to have to do is put in at work.
Eating the fresh fruits and vegetables of the island. You know what I mean? So they're going to have some good shit going on. They're going to be healthy motherfuckers.
We're all going to be healthy because we're going to have fuck you. I'm going to have fuck you money. So any of the girls I got living on non-Epstein Island with me are going to be living good lives. We're going to be out jogging on the beach and shit.
You got that Dr. Sebi life right there, man. You know what I mean? All healthy and
I'm going to be living like Tupac. Is.
Like, them girls ain't gonna need baby dick cream because they gonna always look like
they're not gonna need it because they gonna be young enough and they gonna be having enough.
They don't need the baby dick
cream. And when they get out, they're gonna have enough money to buy baby dick cream if that's really how they wanna get down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't gonna be none of this there. Processed food shit that's going on, man. Because be straight shit from the hive. I only eat what we grow.
Because I have the capability to produce a show on a very low income level. So, like, if I have high income, I'm gonna be able to hire the people, put them in place to do the job correctly. All right, we're gonna do the OnlyFans thing here. Me and these girls are gonna be doing our thing. I'm gonna be setting them loose.
Get the pineapple off the tree.
I'm gonna have them. I'm gonna be putting women out into the world that are intellectually dynamos. They're gonna be the greatest, like intellectual crop to hit the United States once I let them loose, man.
He's gonna spread intellectual.
I'm gonna spread intellectualism.
Yeah, all over.
We're just gonna be fucking open minded and thinkers.
These bitches coming off these islands, man. We gotta do something about this non-Epstein island.
Like, these girls are happy to have real conversations with people that they disagree with about stuff. Yeah. How interesting is that?
I'm a 30 mil, man. Shit.
30 mil?
30 mil,
that's
bro.
That's not a lot. That's a lot, but it's not a lot.
If I get on an island and start my own OnlyFans,
it may
and start
not be
making
enough to live off of.
With my own OnlyFans, it is.
Yeah, I mean, because you would invest. I don't know, man. You'd have to invest a lot. You'd have to, 30 mil, you'd have to probably invest 10 mil of it in someone that's actually going to pay off.
OnlyFans! Well, look at, here's what I would do. I got a cousin that runs like a monetary wealth management
fund.
Pretty
sure OnlyFans is going to be the old
thing. But he needs big money. So I would be like, hey, yo, cuz, he go 5 mil.
There's going to be something else. What you need to do is find the next thing.
No, I'm going to put 5 mil in with my cuz.
Yeah, and let that shit work.
I'm
going to
put like a mil into my OnlyFans account, and we're going to make some serious fucking high quality shit. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna make those movies that they were making in Boogie Nights look like nothing. Like the amateur products that they were. Cause I'm gonna hire like a production team. I'm gonna hire a production team for my OnlyFans.
What was it that I was watching the other day? Oh man, it came on before Blazing Saddles, and I was lunching off this motherfucker. It was an old school movie, like, man, they don't make the shit like we used to watch,
nah,
man.
I'm hurting, man, because I'm about burnt up all my Netflix. I'm about burnt up all anything decent on Hulu.
Oh, you done watched all this shit?
There's a lot of stuff.
But yeah, I mean, I ain't had cable in almost.
Right, you know what? You do got a point there. You ain't
almost
had cable
over a year now, so, I mean, hell. It's hard to find. I mean, luckily I don't watch TV all that much. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously, if you burnt up Netflix and
but you be watching fucking dog shit, man. You ain't sitting here watching like that high end stuff. Like, you're not watching Best Picture nominated films on Netflix, are you?
Maybe.
There's gotta be something to tickle his fancy.
It's gotta be.
Come on now, come on.
Give me one.
You didn't watch. You didn't watch There Will Be Blood. Did you watch Oppenheimer? Have you seen?
Nah, I haven't seen that. That's like three. That's like a lot.
They're long movies. Like a lot of times, good movies are long movies. I'm saying you're watching shit like Happy Gilmore, and then you're running out.
Kind of, but not really. I've seen most of all that shit.
You need to like series then. If you want to watch some, watch a series.
Yeah, like I'm watching. I've been watching Shogun.
I've been watching what I burn up. I've been burned up. Keenan Peele. Long time ago. Yeah, just burn up everybody loves Chris.
See,
I've been watching the shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's looking
though.
For comedy. Yeah. There's not a lot of comedy out there to watch.
And the good comedy is few and far between.
Yeah.
So you're going to dig through a lot of garbage.
I like suspense thriller shit. You know what I mean? I like that kind of dumb shit. You know what I mean?
Do you have Hulu?
I got Hulu, yeah.
You watch Justified?
Is that a series?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a series.
Watch Justified. That shit's good.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. I got to put this out.
It's like Sons of Anarchy, but way better.
Now that
y'all
said something
really good
about some series. So they made a fucking goddamn Good Times remake, whatever, or update Good Times in an animated show. This shit is fucking horrible. I don't know who the fuck thought this was a good fucking idea. I watched one episode just to see what it was going to be like.
You wanted it to be good.
I was hoping that they would do, like, pay justice to the fucking original Good Times. You know what I mean?
Dude, it's like if they put out a Dukes of Hazzard now, I couldn't watch it.
I watched the one with Johnny Knoxville and what's the bitch?
One they actually handled things.
Simpkin, right?
Jessica Simpson,
right?
Yeah.
It was Johnny Knoxville and Stifler.
That's it. Stifler was in that bitch. Yep. But
that was probably 15 years ago.
Yeah, but they handled the Confederate flag on the roof of the car
Yes, they did.
That was very well handled. But you can't do the series like it was without it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like to sit here and act like, I mean, because look, I got Confederate heritage in my blood. Yeah. I ain't gonna deny it. And like, I don't have some like big issue or gripe with or against the Confederate flag.
I mean, that's how you
but
know,
I
America came about.
Right, but I understand how people do, because a lot of people, regardless of what its intent actually was, have really, really put it in a bad light. So like, to sport a Confederate flag at this point is like, you're not really doing yourself any favors, no matter how much you agree or don't agree with like the commonly espoused values to what it stands for. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to me, it's like it's impossible to redo it correctly. Yeah. And I just hope they never do. Because I wouldn't feel right about it. It's sort of like the N-word gym conversation we had.
Yeah.
Where, like, I don't want you to change the book. Like, I think that the series is what it was, and it should be not, you know, it shouldn't be censored out of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think that the show was, like, some sort of, like, clearly racist thing. It wasn't. Like, it was a good TV show for what it was.
Yeah.
And, like, to sit here and, like, espouse all this shit to it is really obnoxious and asinine.
Yeah.
Like, if they were to redo it, I don't think it would be the right thing if it didn't have it in it, but I don't think it could be done correctly with it in it.
Oh, this cartoon is fucking horrible.
And that's how I feel about a Good Times cartoon.
It is horrible. Like, it pissed me off so bad. Just the first fucking... It's 26 minutes. That's how long that first episode was.
And you were mad for 26 minutes?
I was mad right off the bat with this motherfucker, yo. Like, fucking the dad is apparently, like, he's the grandson of James and Florida Evans. Don't know which one, if J.J. Thelma or Michael had this motherfucker. So you don't know whose kid this motherfucker is.
So you don't know which of the children it's the grandchild of, exactly, but you know but that it's the parents from the Good Time original.
Yes, he's the grandbaby of them, because they mention that shit a lot. Like, he is James. He's James
Jr. Do they
Jr.
say Dynamite? Because that would be a J.J. indicator.
No, so look, no. This is the thing that gets me. So this big motherfucker, it starts off as big motherfuckers in the shower singing the original Good Times theme song.
A big motherfucker in the shower?
Yeah, singing Good Times.
I already don't like it.
To a roach.
I already don't like it.
To the original fucking Good Times, the original Good Times song, he's singing it with a roach. That already didn't, I'm like, what the fuck that guy doing? Then fucking, he comes out butt-ass naked, you know, with soap on because the fucking water went cold because they didn't pay the heat bill. Because the mama is trying to get this apartment to look good to win this fucking building prize of 1 month of rent free. You know what I mean? The dad drives a cab and gets got on every fucking fare he drops off. They paying him fake money, bus tokens bullshit. The fucking mama is just fucking... It's just ignorant as fuck, you know, trying to be the best thing ever and win this prize to bring pride back to the Evans family. I told my grandmama in Florida that I was going to bring the prize back to us, and we were going to win this apartment prize here. We're going to live rent-free or whatever for a month.
This is, like, I'm sorry. I'm already offended.
This is the first episode.
I'm offended. Your description thus far, I am like,
this shit
I'm offended, Mike.
Off.
I'm offended. Like, I'm not mad like you might be mad, but I'm offended. Like, the whole principle, the whole concept of this show so far, I'm offended.
It's taking stereotypes and really turning it up, but in a fucked up ass way that it's not even fucking amusing. Like, you can do that shit, but you can be amusing at the same time. So the son, now this is what makes me think this motherfucker might be JJ's offspring, because this motherfucker, the son in this, he's an artist too. He can paint. He draws like they. You remember the episode in Good Times where they had Black Jesus, where JJ painted Black Jesus, and fucking Florida made a big stink about it.
So, no, I don't remember that.
But well, there's an episode where JJ paints Black Jesus.
I believe you.
Know?
I can't front. I want to be like, yeah, Mike, I remember, but I don't.
So there's a Black Jesus mural he painted in their hallway, you know, and the mom comes out. Didn't I tell you just paint the hallway for the fucking thing?
So he was supposed to paint the hallway and he put a Black Jesus up?
Yeah, he
hey,
painted
good
Black
on you,
Jesus,
dog.
Right?
Good on you, man.
So she's like, well, this is the only Jesus I want. The same thing that Florida said.
So she had a white Jesus?
Yeah, the same
that's interesting.
Part.
Oh, my favorite Jesus is a racially ambiguous Jesus. I don't want you to, I want you to be able to, like, if Jesus told you he was white, you'd be like, okay. And if he told you he was black, you'd be like, okay. You wouldn't be like, yo, you're full of shit, Jesus. I know, you know, like, if you told me you were white, I'd be like, bro, I know you're not white. You might have some white in you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, you're, you know what I mean? Like, racially ambiguous Jesus. Like, the Jew. Like, nobody can, like, the Jew could be Mexican, he could be black, he could be white. You can't tell the Jew.
With him.
You can't tell. Like, the Jew would say,
yo, especially when I start talking.
Yeah.
If the Jew spoke Spanish and he spoke, like,
throw some Korean in that motherfucker.
Or, yeah. Oh my God, have you spoken Asian?
Yeah, he'd kill him.
Bruh. Bruh. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Racially ambiguous Jesus is like a good thing. And like, I hate all this, like, oh, Jesus was black. Oh no, Jesus was white. Like, you motherfuckers are just trying too hard.
But see, so they do, like, they pay homage to that episode with that part, right? Then the boy. Like, they play him out to be, like, some kind of almost idiot, but he's actually, out of all the shit that I saw in that first episode, he was the only one that I was like, you know what, I like this character. The daughter is basically Michael. She's the militant, the protester, and all this shit, and then, the, you know, she's
a member of Antifa.
She's protesting, like, I forgot what she's protesting, like, hunger in the world or some shit like that. So she has herself on, like, hunger strike. The main meal they're talking about is, like, Spam and onions.
This is one episode?
This is the first episode. They're talking about Spam and onions. Like, the dude, the dad's turned on because the mama made Spam and onions. You know, Spam and onions is what they're going to eat.
Wait a minute. The daddy's turned on because mama made Spam and onions?
Yeah, yeah. He's talking about how good that shit was. That's why he was singing to the roach in the shower. And then fucking, she's like, oh, this is going to be breakfast. I'm like, what the fuck is Spam and onions? What kind of shit? Like, nah. Then, here's the ass kicker. The fucking baby. They got a baby in this bitch who the dad had kicked out because the baby is fucking a drug dealer. Like, this little motherfucker is a
stroller. This is like a Dave Chappelle skit. Remember Dave Chappelle stand-up back in the day? There's this baby hanging out in the trash can, and I was like, oh, baby, why don't you go home? He said, motherfucker, I got weed to sell.
This little motherfucker,
I got kids to feed.
This little motherfucker's in a stroller, and fucking the baby, little baby, and baby from Cash Money, they roll up on him in a Power Wheel Escalade. Talking about we running this block now. I'm like, what the fuck kind of dumb shit is this bullshit right here?
Mike, the more you tell me, the more offended I get.
Bruh,
and
this
like,
shit.
I mean, do I, like, I know I have the right to be offended because I'm a human being. I know I have the right to, like, have opinions and think things. But, like, in the world of today, as a white man, am I even allowed to be offended?
You should be offended.
I think I should be.
Because this is fucking with your intelligence. Like, this shit is not even a good...
It's insulting.
Not
it's beyond it really fucking is. With my intelligence.
It's,
like,
it's fucking asinine ignorance. And I'm like, who the fuck decided that this was a good idea to put this trash
out
here?
How does Baby and DaBaby and all these other fucking idiots even, like... How... Well, like, if they came to me like, you're like, hey, look... Mason of the Mason and French Show. I want you to be on this cartoon that I'm making that's, like, incredibly insulting and stupid.
I don't think it's their voices either. It's just somebody, they just drew these little motherfuckers as little babies riding around Escalade trying to fucking kill the fucking actual little Evans boy. And this nigga, the little motherfucker sniffing coke. And like, the mom got him on the fucking thing. Like, she ends up getting him off the street because he runs home. And she has him into, like...
This is really, like, these... What the fuck?
The toddler fucking carrier, you know, the thing that the Muslims carry babies on. She's at, like, some... She's trying to get him baptized.
This is... Yo, you're blowing my mind because, like, there's, like, this whole concept of, like, how, like, the world is trying to steer everyone into a bad direction.
Exactly.
And it's, like... We're using, like, because I feel like Florence of Good Times would be horrified her grandchildren are living like what you're describing.
Yeah.
And they're making this show like this is what it's supposed to be. And I feel like it was James, right? And Florence.
Yep, they're the grandparents.
They're the parents of all of this. Like, they're the grandparents here. They would be absolutely appalled at the actions that you're describing.
Like, you're telling me that this shit's happening and they're supposed to be living the Evans name? And I'm not. James Evans was the monarch. James Evans was a TV dad to a lot of motherfuckers. He was the one that you could relate to the most. Because my dad was like James Evans. You know what I mean? My mom was similar to how Florida was, you know? Fucking, I understood that dynamics.
You know what it was? It was, I feel like we lived in a world back then that we don't live in now, in the sense that we're encouraged to improve. And now,
and now,
no one is encouraged to
Because the more you fucking become ignorant, the better you're going to be out here, apparently.
The more obedient you are, the more better of a slave you are to the system.
Yeah.
And that's what they need. They need obedient people that do not think about what the fuck is going on.
Like this shit, bruh. The little boy was in there and she's going to get baptized. She goes to her home.
Like I said, man, multiple times, I am fucking offended by this shit.
Bitch, this bitch is fucking doing lashes, doing hair, nails. Now she's about to baptize this little motherfucker. This little motherfucker is sitting in his mama's shit and she's talking about how she wants her boy to change. This nigga takes out a joint, sniffs a line and is fucked up. I'm like, wait a minute, this baby just did some coke. Like, hold the fuck on.
This is a child?
Yeah, this motherfucker in diapers, young. She got him on the baby holder thing on her chest.
Here, okay, all right, so look.
Like, I shit you not, bro. This is 26 minutes of
shit. As a person that likes to think they can come up with funny shit sometimes, who has made people laugh consistently throughout his life. Okay, look, I be making people laugh. It happens.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, with that said, if I was going to make something to make people laugh that was like what you're describing, I would want it to be completely independent of anything that had any kind of history.
I wouldn't tie it to good times.
I cannot tie it to good times any more than I could tie it to the Duke boys.
Exactly.
Like, it is not acceptable. This, everything you're describing needs to be 100% independent of any sort of history.
Because
what Good Times was a wholesome show to me. It was about being those family shows in the 80s, no matter how much bad things were happening to those child actors.
They always, look.
The shows they were trying to make in the 80s.
They lived in the projects. They went through the fucking struggles.
But we're going to have good times together because we're a family and we love each other.
Exactly. We're going to make shit happen. Yes, we're going to struggle. But look, struggle, this is life.
See, but
the show was, this is life. This is what life is.
And that's what offends me, is that it's like there's love and that's what family should be about.
Yeah.
And you're talking about a cartoon that's supposed to be a family show.
Yeah,
I heard no love.
Nah.
I heard no love in it at all.
Because the boy, the little baby, been kicked out of the house. Dad kicked the little motherfucker out in diapers. Now, then the little boy. At the end of the episode, the motherfucker that runs the fucking apartment building complex, whatever, like. She tells the bitch, oh, no, you didn't win the contest, right? The fucking little baby has a gun pointed at the bitch at the door. Like, the lady comes and goes, here's your trophy. We decided to give you the trophy you won. And the door closes, and the little baby's got a gun pointed on her, like, now you going to give me the apartment upstairs, too. That's all I need. You're going to do this shit. I'm like, what the fuck kind of shit is this? So now this little motherfucker's the hold-up man? And he got the penthouse above his fucking parents.
See, because I try to, like, not think that, like, you know, the subversive things that are, like, leading the country. You know, like, I try not to be that conspiratorial. The system is set up to make people, regardless of who they are, however they can, make us weaker and more vulnerable.
That's because it is. That's not conspiracy, but you know.
I try not to delve too far into that and take it too seriously. But what you're telling me right now, I'm like,
this shit is horrible. This is horrible.
If there was anything that was bad for everyone, that. And in particularly my black friends who have children who I presume could be stumbling upon this show with it being labeled as something that is for them.
That is
supposed to be like a good thing. I feel like the Good Times show with the live action was like it was good for people.
Yeah.
It was wholesome.
Because you saw somebody struggling too. Like, all right, this is life you're looking at. Like, yeah, that's why you could relate to Good Times. Like, yo, they're going through the same bullshit that we going through.
But what you're talking is not.
This shit is nothing like that, man.
That's terrible.
It's a fucked up show. It's fucking trash. It is complete fucking trash on that bitch. Like, fuck you, Netflix, and fuck whoever. I think Seth something. What's his name? The motherfucker that did Family Guy.
Seth Green?
Rogan?
Is that Rogan? Seth MacFarlane.
I think he's the one that made this bunch of bullshit. So fuck you, too. This shit is terrible, man. I'm like, yo, this is some bullshit. Like, Good Times should not be tied to this at all in any kind of shape, form, or fashion whatsoever.
Yeah, like I'm shocked at how offended I am.
They keep trying to reference like the dads in the pool hall trying to hustle dudes in the pool hall. Like he has James Evans pool stick.
Is this supposed to be modern day?
Yeah, like updated type shit, man. You know, it's supposed to be for this time. They're like, it's the new Evans. I'm like, nah, these new Evans, they ain't worth a fuck. Because the old
Evans.
The old Evans would be ashamed of the new Evans. Like, y'all fucking, this ain't it. Like, I don't even know. And they even have a different theme song. Like, the theme song wasn't even catchy. Like, I didn't even pay no mind to it. I'm just like, man, let me just see what this is working with. I was like, I'm going to give it a try to see how this might look, because it didn't look like it was going to be good to begin with. And then once I watched the first episode, I said, I'm not watching this trash. I'm not doing it.
Dude, nah. So they have 8 more episodes or 10 more episodes?
Probably. I don't fucking know. I was like, man, it's just trash. I'm not even going to deal with this shit.
No, like,
because if I watch it, I'm going to get really, really pissed the fuck off.
No, like, I'm mad. Like, I'm fully fucking mad, bro.
That right there, yeah. Definitely. That shit is fucking straight garbage, yo. I said, man, they could have done something so much.
Just right there. Hated. Those motherfuckers. They got to have a show, man. They got to start. Living Color.
Now, Living Color, that would be nice.
Living Color need to come back and just go on HBO. It's just dog the fuck all these ignorant motherfuckers.
God, it would be great.
You know what? Give one Living Color special. And yeah. Just have them just go at all, like...
Jim Carrey.
You know what I heard? You know, I saw something, and it said that Living Color, essentially, they credited the Wayans brothers
with,
like, the reason that the NFL has a halftime show.
Because of what happened. Because
they did a Living Color live halftime show. Yep.
And nobody came back to watch the Super Bowl.
And then the next year...
It was Michael Jackson.
They had Michael Jackson.
Yep. Uh-huh. And that's what started the halftime shows the way they were, because the Living Color took their ratings away.
They changed the game.
Yep. They, you know, they're talking about doing another Scary Movie, but and they said the only way the Scary Movie would happen.
Six?
And not Scream. Oh, this is Scary Movie.
The Scary Movie franchise.
Yeah, so there's like 3 of them?
It's only 2 of them.
There's only 2 of them.
Yeah.
That was great, though, when Damon Wayans pulled up.
Was the second one a strong hand?
In
the
van.
Strong hand, or was that the first one?
That's the second one, I think, with the strong hand, because that's the one I was telling you where the ghost was fucking the bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah.
But fuck it.
Fucking retarded.
But they said the only way that people would want to go see it is if the Waynes were the producers, like they were on the first two.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it's got to be.
Marlon did an interview, and he's like, look, we're the only family that I know can do comedy and insult everybody and make it funny. Like, people wouldn't get offended if we were the ones out here.
People would get offended, but, like, it wouldn't harbor the backlash that other people would harbor.
That's what he's saying, basically, you in know. A sense. It's like, look,
the Rays would prevail over those fucking like complaints.
Because the world is thirsty for that.
Yes, they are. Yes.
The world is super thirsty. That would blow up. If the Liver Color came out on a special, 45-minute special, it would blow the fuck up, bro.
If they came out and went hard, because, like, Jim Carrey, I'm pretty sure, would be amazing at this point.
Oh, my God.
Because he's essentially, like, not in the industry anymore.
Yep. Like, he done got out of that shit.
He ain't wearing his old lady's clothing and shit. He don't give no fucks,
bro. Got fuck you money like what?
Yeah.
He don't care.
Yeah, they're wearing big
Tommy Davis, Davidson like, come back because he ain't on cocaine no more.
Hey, look, man. If we had
David Allen Greer.
Yeah.
You just bring the cast back. And just do it with the cast of now. You can even throw in some of the Wayne's kids, because some of them motherfuckers are even fucking funny. Some of the Wayne's offspring is fucking funny. There's
it
one.
Be.
There's one.
It's in the blood.
That is. Blood. She's gay, right? She's a gay comedian. Man, this bitch is hilarious. She goes,
Her Gans?
Huh?
Her Gans?
Yeah, I don't know what her name is.
She Gans? What's her name, Gans?
Probably something like that.
Wayans, right? Gans.
But she was on, she did a skit where she was like, you know.
Sheila Gans.
She said, you know.
Sheila.
She said, man, these motherfucking dudes out here, I'm trying to tell you, they don't give a fuck. She's like, I'm in the pussy. I don't want no dick. But these dudes out here, they don't give a fuck. If you got a pussy, they gonna. She's like, I dress like this. I look like a dude, but because I got titties, you know what? These motherfuckers still holler at me like, I don't want your dick. I'll take your bitch, but not your. I mean, she goes on this rant and this skit, man. It's just hilarious, yo. I'm like, yo, this bitch is actually fucking hilarious. She's fucking funny. I like that shit, because, you know, usually some people's offsprings, when they go try to do their own fucking similar shit, they're not as talented.
It's a tall order. Like, Dale Earnhardt Jr. was no Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah,
he's a great driver, good dude, but he's no Dale Earnhardt.
Like fucking T.I.'s boy. T.I.
Dude, look at T.I. Don't even talk about T.I.
Like, T.I.'s boy may be T.I. T.I. was garbage.
Right. T.I. is such a hot garbage that
his
child has plenty of opportunity to surpass him.
Or Mike Epps, too. Mike Epps, I'm not.
He just did something recently. He had a heckler kicked out of his show.
Yeah, fuck you, Mike Epps, you punk ass motherfucker.
I'm not even going to watch it. I don't watch no more Mike Epps shit.
Good on you,
show up, bitch, to work, asshole.
Yes.
Fucking douche.
Yes.
I'm paying $147, $175, whatever it was, watching whack ass motherfuckers.
Yep. So it's
a busted ass chair like I'm 14.
See, and
fucking
fuck,
asshole.
How about this? Fuck you, Mike Epps, because I wanted to go hang out with my homie for his birthday weekend because he wanted to go see you. So how about that, Mike Epps? Yeah. I wouldn't have gone if my homie didn't want to go see you and didn't even show up.
That's why we all went, really.
Could have left a flyer and said, like, bring weed. And we could have smoked a lot of weed in that motherfucker. Dude. Almost better.
That would have been fun to fire up a bunch of fucking joints and shit.
Could just rolled up 8 joints, 10 joints, however many it was.
But see, T.I. would have blew your high. Like, he blew everybody else's
high. Yeah, we'd have waited them get off and
you
then
you know what's funny, though? We really were. You and me and the dude behind us really were going in on T.I.
There was a couple other people that were doing that. There was a couple other people besides us.
Because I've never done that. Where, like, I just started talking and yelling.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I lost.
Been a comedy show where the guy sucked.
That's true.
That's all the end.
That's very true. I saw Dave Attell live, and I didn't say nothing. Dave Attell do his job, because that motherfucker knows how to do his job.
Yeah.
T.I. doesn't know what his job is. I've run and hose, blah, blah, blah. That's how all my partners roll.
That's what
T.I. needs to be handling, you motherfucker. Fuck you, T.I. Fuck you.
Like fucking Lil Bronny, I don't know if he's going to be worth a fuck.
Oh, you mean not LeBron James, Bronny James?
Yeah, because his dad is
What a terrible name. What a fucking terrible name. LeBron James, you named your child Bronny?
I think that's what people call him.
That's like if Michael Jordan was like, I'm going to name my kid Mickey.
Is that his real name, Bronny?
I swear to God, the motherfucker's name is Bronny James.
Everybody call him, but it might be.
That's why I thought people were calling him with Bronny. I didn't know that was his real name.
Like, is it Bronny, like the paper towels? Like Bronny paper towels? Because like, that, I'd be all right with that.
I think it's like LeBron, but Bronny.
It's Bron with two N's and a Y.
Yeah, let me see. What is LeBron's son's name? Oh, shit.
Yeah, Bronny.
And it really is Bronny.
Yeah.
I'll be damn, okay. Shit.
B-R-O-N-N-Y. James Jr.
So to
God damn.
Well, he can't be a junior. If he's a junior, who's the...
That means LeBron's real name is Bronny.
Did LeBron...
Lebanon's real name is Bronny?
And his dad was Bronny.
I don't know, dude.
Unless his dad would
be the second instead of a junior. Right.
My level of disappointment in LeBron James.
Not a second after a junior, I think, right?
Like, it's equal. My level of disappointment to LeBron James is equal to fucking my level of appreciation of Michael Jordan. Like, they're like polar opposites at this point. Where, like, I look at Michael Jordan on a pedestal. Like, I have literally a Jordan tattoo. Like, Jordan is the motherfucking man.
Yeah.
And, like, LeBron James is, like, as far from Jordan on this, like he is 180 degrees opposite side of the spectrum from Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Like they both have work ethic, okay, what the fuck ever, but everything else about them, I swear to God, like you named your child Bronny?
Like, and then Pippen's ex-wife broke up with Mike's boy.
Of course she did. She got some heat on the fucking news about it. She don't want that smoke.
Nah, she'd have been alright.
Just getting that dick.
She doesn't want that smoke.
She just
needs a little bit of young dick for a little bit.
Nah, she didn't piss off Scotty. I'll piss you off by fucking your
piss
fucking...
Piss him off, get some restart dick.
The dude
dick.
You hate, I'm going to fuck his son and piss you off even more, because guess what? Jordan's fucking you another way now.
Get some lawyer dick somewhere and be alright. Jordan will be out there on his boat still with his bitch. living.
Yeah, very likely.
Oh, Mike didn't give a fuck. Jordan didn't give. Yeah, little Jordan was doing his thing. He didn't give a fuck either. He was like, man, I'm fucking you because my last name got me the fuck.
Yeah,
man,
Jordan, he don't give a damn. He'll just go get something. He'll go with 1927, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, baby Jordan doesn't give a fuck. Baby J's don't care. Baby J's don't care.
They good.
Baby you know, J's Baby J's going to find some other pussy, too.
Yeah, like, Baby J going to eat.
Baby J got Big Daddy J money.
Yeah.
And if you got Big Daddy J money, you do whatever the fuck you want.
He got that Air Jordan money, that Nike money, that fucking Space Jam money.
No, that literal Nike subsidiary money.
Yeah.
Like, Jordan is its own brand now. It's not just Nike Air Jordans. It's literally Jordan brand.
That's it.
Like, the Nike swoosh is not there. It is just a Jordan Jumpman. Like, that's the label now. Like, you're a Nike subsidiary. Like, that is crazy. Like, we're an offshoot of this other shoe company as our own shoe company. That's amazing.
Off of a man that changed the game for a lot of motherfuckers.
That's like when we start the black and white news off of Imperfect Entertainment.
Oh, you know, man.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get y'all ready for some shit.
We'll see. See if we make it there, ladies and gentlemen. Being that World War III just started.
Yeah, that was.
Hey, now.
Hint.
See you at the cafe. See at the cannabis festival. Hopefully everything will still be there if World War III hasn't blown us all the way.
Yeah. We should be all right by then.
I think things will be all right.
Yeah, happy 420 y'all out there.
Yeah. It's just a few days out.
Yeah.
No biggie. This is a Thursday episode.
It's technically less than a week.
Couple out.
Oh, it's all a couple
just
days.
2 days.
Yeah, 2 days.
This shit hits. That's what I'm saying.
So y'all have a safe happy 420.
Technically one brother. Day if you're going to the 19th.
Ah, that's true too.
Like,
yeah.
I took the 19th off. I might still buy a ticket.
They call it rain.
Are they?
For what, Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're talking about a lot of covered spaces. I think they're planning to run it through the rain. Like if they,
they're going to prepare because they weren't prepared for that shit last year.
Well, I don't know. You ain't going to. You're going to have a. Well, I don't even know if you can put people in one of them like covered tents in a tornado. I think you still got to send motherfuckers to the car.
Nah, but I mean, they're probably going to have more covered area.
Well, like, that was, like, we couldn't have stayed out there, I don't think, if they had coverage during all that rain. We had to go to the car.
Yeah.
But that shit was dangerous as fuck. That was raining his fucking ass.
Well, that was because it was lightning. You know what I mean? If it's just rain, they're probably going to have fucking, a bunch of tents up, instead of fucking just having the two
because they got too many motherfuckers. You talking about Wu Tang and Red and all them rescheduling whatever, and Devin was just rescheduling for whatever the fuck. Just because y'all,
they gotta be prepared.
They're gonna keep running that shit.
They gotta run it through the rain.
Yep.
This is fucking hurricane and shit. But they're only talking, I think, like 40%. Not even know like what part of the day they talking.
I don't know. It's funny. Like, I haven't committed to anything this year. Like, I'm so just like up in the air. Like, I'm not doing. I don't have any commitments.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and I've even, like, I've cut back on the videos. Like, we're doing, like, as low-tech as possible on these videos.
I know my white pants coming in tomorrow.
Well, that's for your wedding this weekend.
And my tithes came in. I'm going to show you my tithe when we're done here. Playing in my shoes.
Oh, you got the rainbow tie.
I got the rainbow tie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got the LGBTQ plus 5.
Because I got the LGBTQ plus 5 Reebok Classics. Cause
shut up. There you go.
You got the Reebok Classic LGBTQ plus 5.
Oh, no. That's all good. That's about for the fly
I'm going all white with that tie.
Oh man,
I'm gonna check that tie. I don't know. I'm either gonna do that or I'm looking. I'm gonna try to get me a soft pink. I need to Amazon that.
Hey, you got somebody looking at you that's sharp.
Nah, that's cool though, man. You got to look. I've been to a gay wedding or two in my day.
Oh, is it a gay wedding?
And it's not, but they're real pro gay. It's
weird.
Yeah,
there's a lot of the guests are gonna be.
Okay.
But they're not. They're straight.
I went to one and it was. I mean, a couple of them. It was a blast at both of them. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But like the one, I wore my white tux and I had my green shirt on and I had my white Kango hat. And motherfucker, I was the best dressed man at a gay wedding. Like, these things happen. But like, it ain't that difficult per se, because nobody's really going all out. If you go all out, you go mad crazy with the flavor.
Yeah.
You probably gonna be the best dressed man there.
Probably.
Not a damn thing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. I'm gonna be comfy as shit too. I'll be in my classics.
Hell yeah. There you go.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I don't wear dress shoes.
Nah.
I wear clean shoes.
See, I got.
That's it.
I got three different pairs to choose when you go out. And, I got my brown dress shoes. Then I got like these sneaker type dress shoes. They're black. Then I got my tan joints to rock with them joints too.
Years ago, I was in Maryland with a girl I knew, and we were at the shoe store, and there was a pair of, I don't know what shoes they were, and they were like a basketball shoe.
Yeah.
And right next to them, there was like a tan version. And the girl I was with was like, "What's the point of those?" And I was like, "Well, these you can go play basketball in."
Yeah.
And these
you can go out in.
You can go out, you can go to church, yeah. You can do whatever, and then you can go play basketball in them. And I looked at her, and there was a dude standing behind us. And she looked at him, and I looked at him, and he went, "He right."
Yeah.
It was such a funny little sequence.
Cause fucking, I learned my lesson when I went to fucking Maryland with my homie. He had just gotten divorced when I got a divorce around the same time. I said, "Look, man, you need to get out your funk. I need to get out my funk." We were going to go to MGM because they had just opened up, like maybe 4 or 5 months it had been open. I mean, I say it had been open 6 months, and we went up there and we got there, and this bar. Or his restaurant turned into a bar, like it turned to a club that night. So we tried to get in there, and they was like, "Look, y'all are dressed good, but I can't let you in because we got a strict dress code." I'm like, "How we violating the dress code?" He was like, "Your shoes." And I had brand new motherfucking sneakers on. He was like, "You got sneakers on, and he got cowboy boots on. I can't let y'all in." Huh? Motherfucker, you can't let us slide real quick to get up in. I mean, I never saw this many women that was banging as fuck in a line to get into this place. I was like, "This is some bullshit." I said, "Yo, man, I think MGM had a fucking place here you can get shoes from." We walk over this motherfucker, man, $300 for some shit. I'm not paying no $300 to get in the club with a full of women. I'm just going to skip out on these bitches tonight. Like, sorry, bro, but I said never again. I'll make sure I have some dress shoes with me.
Right.
Or something on me, especially if I'm going out to the city way.
Yeah, when you go out to the city, you always got to have a pair of dress shoes. Yeah.
At least all black.
Yeah, just something, you know what I mean?
They
won't let you in with tennis shoes.
They don't let you in a lot of places with tennis shoes.
I don't want to go if I can't wear my tennis shoes.
And I was like, "Well, all right, cool. Fuck it then." So I got my shit. Matter of fact, I got to order my shoes when I get out of here today. I got to order 2 pairs of shoes for the honeymoon.
Well,
so
you know, it's like
shit so I can be on the beach and shit.
Years ago, they didn't want to let me in somewhere down in Roanoke with a whole bunch of the friends, and they were like, "You got a hoodie on, you can't come in." And they were like, "Well, what if he just like done?" And they were like, "All right, fine." So we finagled our way in, then I went through up on the floor.
Say, I went up there and threw up on the floor.
I'm like, "That's why they don't want to let people in with hoodies on."
I went to
us a bad name.
I went to Richmond, and me and my homie, we were going to party with this chick I knew and a bunch of other bitches down there. We were going to this club. And they didn't let us in at first because we had on just t-shirts. And I'm like, "What's wrong with the t-shirts? Like, there's no design on it. We're just in plain t-shirts. You know, I'm in a black one, he's in a white one." And they're like, "No, y'all need to be in like a button-up." I'm like, "Bruh, what's underneath a button-up?"
It's my t-shirt.
Right here, you know what I mean? And eventually they let us in. We had a good fucking time in that motherfucker. But I'm like, I'm looking at all the other motherfuckers in there, and I'm like, "These motherfuckers ain't even dressed right. If you're trying to enforce some shit, like, we look better than half these motherfuckers ain't with this bullshit they got on. Like, majority of these motherfuckers are taking their shit off anyway when they come in this bitch. Like, the fuck out of here with that, man." I mean, it was all right night at that club, you know what I mean? My man pissed me off, but we was good.
Dude, clubs suck. The whole thing just is some bullshit. Like, all these places to go and meet people, they're all garbage. They're not good for meeting people. I'm trying to set up an app. I told Lisa about it. She could know somebody that'll maybe put it together. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make an app happen. A dating app. A whole different game. God damn it, boy. Coming through here like this is some bullshit.
Didn't he go out the back door?
How many minutes in is this?
I have to might be like
edit out the children's at 49 minutes. This episode is going long. Ladies and gentlemen, with that said... I think thank you. The boy has run broke up the whole vibe.
I forgot
what the fuck I was even.
We was going somewhere with some shit. Yeah, we lost track. We'll come back to it.
Now we'll catch you in another time.
You know, have your safe 420 out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, man, I'll see y'all out there.
You know what I mean? Smoke one for me. Matter of fact, smoke more than one. Smoke a few for me, please, y'all.
Yeah.
Remember me. I'm out there. You know,
Mike is out here.
I miss Mary Jane.
Longing for Mary.
Yeah, longing for Mary. Oh, I miss that bitch.
Anyway, you know, if you got a job you could give Mike that's not, you know, some bullshit. Yeah,
I'll give you a minute, motherfucker.
Okay. Hey, get out of here, man. I get to keep editing the show with your punk ass.
Yeah. Flexing ain't gonna
anyway,
capture
yeah,
you
watch,
your ass out
here. Watch when the Jew knock your ass out.
I don't know nothing.
I think it would
your ass get drug across the floor.
Nah, right? But you know it's gonna be funny when the nothing. We don't even need to get into all this.
we'll reconvene,
ladies and gentlemen,
next week.
That ain't gonna happen. Fuck them.
With that said, thank you so much for listening. We'll update you whenever the boy actually does beat the Jew's ass. Because he's gonna be in here with a fucking shiner.
He don't want to smoke.
Anyway, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening.
Keep on, my
as
heart.
The boy walks through staring with a grin on his face. What kind of smoke I don't want? Huh?
I got a sling for that arm.
Punk ass. Anyway, god damn it, we need to end this show.
Y'all.
Everybody shut the fuck up. Hey, boy, stay in the kitchen, god damn it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. We love you very much. We wish you nothing but the best. If you are interested in a book, I got 1984. I got Brave New World. I got Fahrenheit 451. I'm going to hook you up.
There you go.
That's your boy. Give me your address. I'll mail them one of them shits, all three of them shits. Just tell me what you want. Holler at me. You know, I'm trying to remind us of all this shit. I can't even get through the first fucking chapter of 1984. It's just so goddamn scary. Trying to tell you. We're going to get up in here and read some more of that shit for you at some point, though.
There you go.
Catch you up on it. Try to get back to the Church of Mason real quick. But anyway, let me tell you one more thing. We love you very much.
Love y'all.
We wish you nothing but the best.
All day, every day.
Hope you keep grinding on the shit that you're trying to get done, because that's how things get done.
We believe in you.
That's right. Be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that do not look like you. Don't be a dick.
Little bit by little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving forward.
All right. We love you very much.
Love y'all.
Peace be with
you. Peace.